Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Kimberly McReynolds, M.C., capital R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. Address is 2748 Ceres, C-E-R-E-S Avenue, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 530-321-4025. Date of birth is XXX XXX-5115. A date of birth, January 23, 1969, 54-year-old, single, registered nurse, Orchard Hospital. Insurance is UMR-United Healthcare. Dash commercial. Pharmacy is Walgreens East Avenue. It is addressed to 2 CHAR Bush BUSHNP, Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, 530-872-6650, 530-877-7260, parenthesis fax and parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of migraine, comorbid medical problems, Hashimoto's thyroiditis with symptoms of chronic fatigue, morbid obesity with findings of sleep apnea dash treated on CPAP therapy, recent symptoms of trigeminal neuralgia dash treated, history of foot pain and problems on the right. Dear Char Bush and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Kimberly McReynolds, who presents with a history of substantial chronic fatigue, clinical symptoms of recurrent migraineous cephalgia, with common manifestations of associated nausea without visual impairment or tinnitus or vertigo up to four times per week, currently treated with topiramate for neuralgia and migraine prophylaxis, and Furoset with codeine, which is somewhat affected by her report. New paragraph. She has a recent history of the onset of symptoms of trigeminal neuralgia, pain radiating from her preauricular area in along the side of her face. Subparagraph, this has been suppressed with the use of carbamazepine, which she takes on a regular basis. New paragraph, she is on thyroid medication with a history of chronic autoimmune thyroiditis-Hashimoto's disease, for which she's been treated for many years. New paragraph, she has insomnia with multiple nocturnal arousals despite treatment with CPAP therapy. She is, her CPAP unit is managed through Innovative Sleep Center with good benefit. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today shows normal cranial nerve function, relatively small airway on a Malpati score, Motor examination shows normal bulk, tone, and strength in the upper and lower extremities. Sensory examination is intact on modalities. Her deep tendon reflexes are mildly brisk bilaterally without clonus at the patellar, normal at the Achilles. A subparagraph, no pathologic or primitive reflexes are identified. New paragraph, cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing discloses a relatively slight increase in neuromuscular tone in the right lower extremity as compared to the left, however, without any obvious cogwheeling or inducible rigidity on distraction testing. New paragraph, her ambulatory examination is fluid. Romberg's test would be considered to be negative. New paragraph, overall, she demonstrates mild to moderate morbid obesity. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. History of recurrent common migraine. New paragraph. Recent history of symptoms of trigeminal-like neuralgia. New paragraph. Dysomnia with obstructive sleep apnea treated with CPAP therapy. New paragraph. No recent history of weight loss. Recommendations. In consideration of her history and presentation, additional laboratory testing will be requested for exclusion of inflammatory and autoimmune disorders contributing to her presentation and possibly her chronic fatigue. New paragraph, she'll need to continue on her CPAP therapy. New paragraph, she'll need to continue on her Tegretol and carbamazepine for the time being. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. I'm giving her samples of Nurtec 70 milligrams to take with the onset of migraine. Some paragraph. Should this be beneficial, she will call us and then we will schedule her for prophylactic subcutaneous injection therapy with Emgality, which she can take once per month. New paragraph. I'm giving her a woman's daily vitamins since she stopped her regular vitamins by her report, and additional supplemental riboflavin 400 milligrams for migraine prophylaxis. New paragraph. We will see her for reevaluation and follow-up with further recommendations. My signature.